Healthy Tuscan Bean Soup. This healthy, delicious take on traditional Italian cuisine is sure to turn you into a Tuscan chef in no time. With hearty cannellini beans, vibrant kale, and savory spices, this bowl of goodness is sure to make your taste buds happy any time of the year. It's packed with nutritious ingredients like cannellini beans, kale, carrots, celery, and more. Plus, it's quick and easy to make and totally customizable. Add more kick with red pepper flakes or switch up the broth for even more tasty options. So grab your ingredients, and let's make dinner. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 3 to 4 cans of cannellini beans, drained and rinsed, 1 yellow onion, diced, 3 cloves of fresh garlic, minced, 2 carrots, peeled and chopped, 2 celery stalks, diced, 3 to 4 cups of kale leaves, tough stems removed and roughly chopped, 2 tablespoons tomato paste, 1 half cup of white wine, Pinot Grigio is my go-to, but any white will do, 4 to 5 cups of vegetable broth or chicken stock, 1 quarter teaspoon of fresh oregano, 1 half teaspoon of Italian seasoning, 1 quarter teaspoon of red pepper flakes, optional for added kick, 2 to 3 bay leaves, salt and pepper to taste. Instructions: 1. Heat olive oil in a large pot over medium-high heat. Add onions and garlic and cook until fragrant, about 3 minutes. 2. Add carrots, garlic, and celery to the pot and cook for another 8 to 10 minutes or until veggies are starting to caramelize. That caramelization is where all the zesty flavors are. 3. Add your choice of white wine and sauté everything until the wine is reduced. Another important step: don't lose flavor by skipping this step. 4. Add tomato paste, cannellini beans, and vegetable broth or stock to the pot. The amount of stock you will use depends on if you like your base more brothy or stew-like. I usually go with 4 cups of broth, but you may want as low as 2. 5. Add oregano, Italian seasoning, red pepper flakes, optional, bay leaves, and salt and pepper to taste. Stir everything together and bring it to a low boil. 6. Once it's boiling, reduce it to a low simmer and let it go for 15 to 20 minutes. 7. Ditch the bay leaves. The last thing you want is to bite into one. 8. Pull out 2 to 3 cups and blend them in a blender or food processor until the soup is creamy. 9. Take your creamy concoction from the blender directly back to the pot and stir it into the mix. 10. Add your chopped kale and let everything simmer for another 5 to 7 minutes until the kale is wilted and tender. 11. Taste test time. Adjust seasonings accordingly, more salt, more pepper, and then you're ready to serve. 12. Serve up your Tuscan bean soup with a drizzle of oil, a sprinkle of grated Parmesan cheese, and crusty bread on the side, and you have yourself a tasty, healthy meal that's sure to satisfy. Enjoy! If you're feeling frisky, adding protein isn't out of the question. You can try diced chicken, ground turkey, or Italian sausage. Just cook through the protein before adding it to the soup.
Mm-hmm.
My mouth is watering just thinking about it. Spinach artichoke cauliflower crust pizza. Here's a fun way to switch up your usual pizza night: this tasty cauliflower crust topped with spinach, artichoke hearts, and cheesy goodness. It's the perfect balance of vegetables and creamy texture that will make this a hit in your house. Plus, it'll take you no time to whip up this meal for dinner or family gatherings. It's low carb, gluten-free, and full of flavor. Just preheat your oven, and let's get cooking. Ingredients: crust, 2 eggs, 1 cauliflower head, grated into rice, 1 half cup grated mozzarella cheese, garlic powder, 1 half teaspoon black pepper, freshly ground, 1 quarter teaspoon red pepper flakes, optional, salt to taste, 1/2 teaspoon dried or fresh, if you've got it, oregano. 1/2 teaspoon Italian seasoning. Toppings. 2.5 tablespoons olive oil, extra virgin, divided. 1/2 cup grated mozzarella cheese. 1/2 cup grated Parmesan cheese. 1 cup fresh mozzarella, thinly sliced. 1 package cream cheese, softened. Garlic, minced. 3 cups fresh baby spinach, chopped. 1/2 onion, thinly sliced into half moons. A large handful of arugula. 6 to 8 artichoke hearts, halved. 1 teaspoon garlic powder. 1/4 teaspoon crushed red pepper flakes. Instructions. The crust. 1. Grate the cauliflower into a rice using either a cheese grater or a food processor. You will need about 4 cups of cauliflower rice for this recipe. 2. Transfer the cauliflower rice to a microwavable bowl and microwave for 6 to 8 minutes. You will want it to be soft but not mushy. 3. Let cool for at least 15 minutes before handling, or it will be too hot to handle with your hands. 4. While waiting for your cauliflower, heat the oil in a large skillet over medium heat. 5. Once the pan is hot, add onion to the skillet and sauté until soft and caramel brown, about 10 minutes. 6. Add spinach and garlic and cook until spinach wilts. Set aside. 7. When the cauliflower is cool enough to handle, transfer it to a clean kitchen towel and squeeze out as much moisture as possible. Then, transfer it to a dry bowl. 8. Add eggs, grated mozzarella, garlic powder, black pepper, red pepper flakes, optional, salt, oregano, and Italian seasoning. Mix everything until a dough forms. 9. Preheat your oven to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. 10. Coat the surface of a large ovenproof skillet completely with olive oil. If you don't use enough oil, the crust may stick. 11. Transfer your cauliflower dough to the prepared skillet and spread it out evenly with your hands. 12. This is where it may sound a little odd, but hear me out. Put the skillet on the stove and cook on medium heat for 6 to 7 minutes. When it's just starting to brown around the edges, it's ready for the oven. 13. Bake the crust in the preheated oven for 15 minutes. Remove the pan and allow to cool for 5 minutes. The toppings. 1. While the crust is baking, whisk together the softened cream cheese and Parmesan cheese in a small bowl until combined. 2. Fold in your spinach mixture. 3. When your crust has rested for a full 5 minutes, spread the cheese and veggie mixture over the top. Be generous. 4. Arrange artichoke hearts evenly over the pizza and top it with freshly sliced mozzarella. 5. Throw it back in the oven for about 5 minutes. You'll know when it's ready. The cheese will be bubbly, and the edges of the crust will be golden brown. 6. Take it out and let it cool for 5 minutes before slicing. 7. Top with fresh arugula, salt, freshly ground black pepper, Parmesan, or whatever else you're feeling. 8. Enjoy this healthy Italian-inspired pizza that will make you forget you were even concerned about carbs. You can use this crust recipe for any kind of pizza you'd like. Get creative with the toppings. Add meat, switch out Parmesan cheese for feta, or experiment with different types of veggies. No matter what you decide to top it with, one thing is for sure, this cauliflower pizza crust will be a total hit and worth every bite. Enjoy! Eating healthy doesn't mean giving up on flavor. These 5 delicious Italian recipes prove just that. From a soup packed with vegetables to a pizza crust made from cauliflower and veggie pasta, these recipes will have you feeling like you're in Italy without even leaving your kitchen. All of these healthy Italian recipes are easy to make and won't require too much time or dishwashing. Plus, With their simple ingredients, these healthy Italian recipes are sure to please even the pickiest of eaters without sacrificing any flavor. So go ahead and enjoy a scrumptious Italian meal that won't leave your waistline feeling like you overindulged. Buon appetite! Sophia Doris lives in the Detroit metro area and loves cooking and eating clean whenever possible. She has strong family values and hopes to publish a children's book to inspire children to try new things, even when they are scary. Sophia enjoys checking out new restaurants and trying craft cocktails when she isn't spending time with her family.